This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced new guidelines on Tuesday to limit the arrest of illegal immigrants in or near courthouses. Alejandro said ensuring that individuals have access to the courts advances the fair administration of justice, promotes safety for crime victims, and helps to guarantee equal protection under the law. End quote. Idaho Governor Brad Little signed an abortion bill into law Tuesday that would make it illegal for a woman to terminate her pregnancy after a fetal heartbeat can be detected. The law does make exceptions for medical emergencies, rape, and incest. A police report would be required. The Customs Agency for Beijing, China released data on Monday that showed trade with the United States increased by 133% since President Biden took office, earning the communist country $12.5 billion in the first quarter. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
President Biden will address a joint session of Congress and the American people tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has some details.
Roughly 200 guests will attend President Biden's joint address to Congress on Wednesday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Biden is deeply involved in the development of the speech. Psaki saying he will lay out the details of the American Families Plan and also mention a range of priorities in the coming months, including energy independence and the Green New Deal. When it comes to energy independence, Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso reminds us,
securing energy independence provides all Americans with a more safe and a stronger future. That's why I'm baffled, really baffled, by the efforts of President Biden and his supporters in Congress to destroy entire industries in America and to force tens of thousands of Americans' fossil fuel energy workers into the ranks of the unemployed.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now that supply and demand for the COVID-19 vaccine has reached a level that any adult American can get a shot, what will it take to get those unsure of the vaccine? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
As vaccines are becoming more widely available, demand in many areas in the country has dropped. Several states have asked the federal government not to send their full allotment of shots each week so as not to waste doses they know will go unused. Dr. Tyson Bell says now is the time to start an aggressive campaign to sway those still on the fence about getting the shot. The medical ICU director at the University of Virginia tells CBS News that knowing you have access to the vaccine could sway your decision to get it.
We have to effectively message those who may still be on the fence or less eager to get vaccinated and those who have difficulty gaining access to vaccination. So now we have to get it more widely distributed, the vaccine, into communities so that you come across it on a regular basis, because the two are actually linked. Your decision to get vaccinated can in part be linked to your access, such that if you are on the fence, but you're seeing it regularly in the course of your daily life, and you're seeing people around you getting vaccinated and getting protected, that's that extra incentive for you to get vaccinated. So we have to switch strategy and play more ground game now.
As of April 26th, 43% of Americans have had at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot. President Biden will address the nation and a joint session of Congress tonight from Washington. The broadcast is expected to start at 9 p.m. Eastern with a wide variety of topics to be discussed. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You know, a big part of our show has to do with redemption and true life stories. People who once were and now, as I say, I am, I say about myself. When I look back at, when I came to Jesus, even though I was born and raised a Catholic, there was that moment, that crossroads moment, like the blind man who was blind and now see. It always heartens me to see that God continues to be in the redemption business, that he hasn't let go of us, no matter your situation in life, no matter how impossible you think, no, there's, God just does not have enough love for me to care about me. And I got to tell you, that is a big lie from the pit of hell. And I want to call it out for what it is. And when you hear this next true life story from a mafia member of the Gambino family who has gone on, he's redeemed by God, by the blood of Jesus and the power of the cross to open and find his own Christian ministry. And he's here, this former tough guy, is here, Robert Borelli, to talk about his new book, The Witness. Robert, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me, and it's been an honor and pleasure just to even get to hear your message.
Well, it's very kind of you. I mean, this is what it's all about, as you know, Robert. I mean, I tell this story that I was at a church in Southern California. And I was told prior to the church that, you know, prior to the meeting, the service, that there were 30-some people that were going to give their testimony. And I got to tell you, in my flesh, I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, do I got to hear 30-some stories of people, you know, and their redemption story? And I had to later ask God for forgiveness because the power of those testimonies was so to the point and so incredible. Not a word was spoken, Robert. Of the 32 people that came forward, they didn't say one word. But what they did was they had a cardboard. They called it a cardboard testimony. So on one side, they had, I was addicted to drugs. And then they would flip it over and say, I'm now free in Christ. I am no longer addicted. And, you know, I was once, I stole. I was a stealer. Now, you know, I'm free in Christ. I mean, by the end, and even before the end of it, you couldn't help but be in tears to see how these lives had changed and the looks on these people's faces. I mean, still carrying with them, as you know, Robert, I mean, you know, we may have been redeemed, but we may still carry some of the, you know, just in our own makeup and our own physiology, the consequences of our previous lifestyle. But when you see God's anointing and God's blessing upon this person, in spite of that, you know, I'm not sure if I'm describing this right, but hopefully you get what I'm saying. It's miraculous.
Well, without a doubt. And you know, in Revelations 12:11, it says, and they conquered him, meaning the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their own lives even unto death. And I think testimonies are very powerful. When I was in prison, it was a testimony of people coming in that made the redemption and the cross come to life for me. You know, my thing and what I say to people is it's never too late for a new beginning. That's the theme that I try to express no matter where you're at, no matter what's going on in your life. God is not far from you. Matter of fact, the Bible says that the kingdom of God is here. It's now. It's
right.
not just for eternity. It's for here and now and how he can transform a life. And my big thing is it needs to be a surrender. And that's what I did when I was in prison, you know. So
good point. Good point. I love that. Never too late for a new beginning. You could be on the cross next to Christ and find a new beginning, right?
That's right. Well, that's what that's what the Bible says, right? The thief on the cross had a new beginning, and from going from where he was headed into the redemption of Christ and living in paradise with Jesus at that moment, that day. So, yeah.
Well, let's talk about your story. I mean, you grew up in Brooklyn, right? Brooklyn,
yes,
New York, right? Okay, so tell our audience. You know, let's recount your story and your testimony.
I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. It was a tough neighborhood. It was called Bedford-Stuyvesant. I think in them days it was called Brownsville or Ocean Hill-Brownsville. I think they changed the name so many different times just so people wouldn't be afraid to come there. I'm not sure the reason why they did it, but it's changed. So anyway, it was a tough neighborhood. But it was not as a kid. I had three types of people that I could identify with. And, of course, the first would be the family that I was living with, I was born with. You know, my mom, my dad, my sisters, my brothers. And my mom and dad, you know, they had a tough time taking care of all the kids and making sure the rent was paid and food on the table.
How many kids in the family, Robert?
Well, there was five, but at this point in time, my youngest brother didn't come till 8 years later.
Right.
So he was still a baby at the time, but there was five of us. But the most of the struggles I heard from my mom and dad, like some of the arguments that happened in the household, was mostly finances. You know, we didn't have enough money to pay this, and why can't we do this, and all that. There. So at an early age, I really didn't want that there. You know, I didn't want to be like my dad or my mom growing up in poverty, so to speak.
Were both of them working?
Well, my mom, because there was four of us at that time, wasn't able to work. And then as we started getting a little bit older and able to go to school by ourselves, then she took a part-time job. Then when
she's working five full-time jobs with the kids.
Exactly. That's another story. But my mom was, the example my mom showed to me more than anything was the sacrifices that she made for the love of her children. You know, I can remember my mom, if I opened up my mom's closet when I was a kid, I would see three dresses. One would be for church, one would be to clean the house, and one would be to regular dressing. So that's what it is. So that's how my mom did. She had to make a lot of sacrifices to make sure that some of the needs were met for us. Mm-hmm. So like I said, at that time, that's not what I would be wanting to grow up to be like my dad. And then come a little bit
later. What was your dad?
I'm
sorry, Robert. Give me some background on your dad. What was your dad doing?
My dad, you know, and I don't know if this is real in everybody's life, but back in the culture that I come from, the dad was the guy that provided but really wasn't there. You know what I mean? Like, my father was there. My mom and my dad were married until they passed away. He was there, but he wasn't there, if that makes any sense.
It does. When you're sitting there, you're worried about the economy. You're busting your pick to bring money to put food on the table. And so that was kind of the separation of the work ethic. The mom took care of the home. Dad took care of the outside, right?
Exactly. And that was the mindset. And I still see that a lot. And I don't know if that was just my neighborhood or if that was all over, because I never went out
to my neighborhood
too much.
In California, too. Okay, cool. I can relate.
Right? So my dad was the one that tried to put as much as he could, and then sometimes my dad would slip up, and the paycheck came, he would go to the bar to hang out with his friends and spend a little bit more than he was supposed to, so he'd come back home, shut some money. And I'm not discrediting my dad or talking bad about him, but my dad was, that's how it was, and those were the arguments that would happen because
exactly.
You didn't have enough money for things, and that's what started.
Well, Robert Borelli, we've got to go to quick break. Stay with me. We've got 10 more minutes when we come back. More from Robert Borelli and his redemption story. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent we are. That's our commitment to you. And we're grateful to the people that carry the show that we can stay independent, because that's important in a world that is so confounded by fake news and false stories and narratives and anonymous reporting and all that good stuff. This is why, you know, and much more than that, why we're so committed to the truth. Robert Borelli continues with us telling his story. It's all documented in his brand new book called The Witness. And the book, tell us a little bit about the book here before we pick up with the rest of your story. The book, Robert, available in all the usual places, right?
Well, it's Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. They're not in bookstores. It's self-published, and it's H. Scott Hunt is the one that wrote the book. It's based on fiction of my story and my life. The reason why we had to use a fiction category is because we had to change some names and maybe, you know, fill in the spots where we couldn't remember everything, you know, throughout the process of the book. So that's how it is. But, yes,
but the essence
you go to RobertBorelli.com, my website, and you could get it there for any donation, and just give me an address, and I'll mail it to you and sign it.
Excellent. Well, good, because we're going to link it at our website, too, at BillMartinezShow.com. So, Robert, we've got your background with your mom, five kids, your dad, hardworking guy doing the best he can during a tough time in our country's history, and, you know, trying to provide for a family and working hard, and you're saying, look, because of this, the arguments between your mom and dad over, you know, over finances, which is very typical, you know, very typical even to this day. It's probably one of the main things that, you know, that challenges families today and marriages is money. And but you draw out of that saying, look, I don't want this. So you start, you know, taking control and being the commander of your own boat, so to speak.
Well, you could say that, but I was influenced with a lot of TV. You got to remember, when I'm growing up, you had a lot of gangster movies. You had, you know, James Cagney, Abbie G. Robinson, Humphrey Bogart, you know. So I was influenced a lot about that. Then you had, like, the gangs, the street gangs. Like, I don't know if you ever seen Angels with Dirty Faces.
Oh, yes,
James
right.
Cagney, those street kids. And, or even the Little Rascals, you know. So that's kind of like my neighborhood. As you had a group of young kids, you hung out together. You did some things. You got into some mischief. So I was influenced by that, but I didn't know until later on, as I got a little bit older, that my neighborhood was influenced by the Gambino crime family, and these guys got a lot of respect in the neighborhood. So when I was watching them and seeing people come over to them, and they took care of the neighborhood, I witnessed police officers going to these guys asking them for help when robberies were being occurred and or things were going bad in the neighborhood. They would go to these guys and ask them for help. So I was very impressed by that. And I grew into that, and then I started hanging out in their little social clubs that they had in the neighborhood, and I wouldn't run errands for them. And then the closer I got, the more things that they gave me to do, and I just followed. And they became my family, actually. But one thing I needed to just correct, and it's not for any reason, but to be truthful, I wasn't a member of the Gambino crime family because my last name was not Italian. I was an associate. I couldn't become a member because you had to have an Italian last name, at least.
Yes.
So I was an associate of the Gambino crime family. And then the other thing is I didn't write the book. H. Scott Hunt was the writer of the book, and he deserves all the credit for the book. But it is basically about my story. And the reason why we call it The Witness, because if you read the book, you can see that I was placed into a witness protection program, and I was a witness for the government, and now I'm a witness for Christ. So we thought it would be a nice name, just call it The Witness.
Exactly.
But anyway.
No, well done.
I'm sorry if I cut you off.
No, not at all. Thanks for clarifying that. I appreciate it. But by the age of 14, you start moving up through the ranks with the Gambino family. Like as you said, it started initially as errands. Next thing you know, by the age of 20, you got two murder raps and numerous arrests under your belt, right?
Well, yeah. At the age of 20 was my first arrest as an adult. I had two when I was like 14, 15 years old. But back in them days, they didn't put you in jail. They just gave you, mom and dad came and they give you a desk appearance and you went to family court. So I had two of those when I was 14, 15 years old. But my first arrest as an adult, 20 years old, was for two murders in possession of a weapon. And that was kind of, and I hate to use the the phase of what I'm going to say, but it was kind of my claim to fame with the Gambino crime family, because as a young kid, going to jail, getting locked up for some serious, really, crimes, which you really, back in the 70s, you didn't hear people, young kids getting locked up for those kind of crimes, or really not so much of anybody. But anyway, so like me standing up, laying up in jail, waiting to get bailed out, these guys really said, okay, this is the real deal. This is the guy that we want him. So that was my claim to fame. They used to parade me around after that when I got bailed out, and then I beat the cases. I beat one of the Murray case on trial, and that was a big thing. And they said, wow, this guy's got a lot of, I would say, guts. We use a different term back in them days, and we don't use that anymore. But anyway, and they were parading around as the up and coming star, the Gambino crime family. And then much of my understanding of everything, and then going into Manhattan and hanging out with like the bosses and stuff like that, was way over my comprehension. I mean, it was just I guess the best way I could face it is I became a legend in my own mind. That here's a 20, 21 year old kid being around these kind of captains and bosses and stuff like that, and I worked crap games, dice games with them, and everybody just loved me. I guess you could say I was a little charismatic in that term, and I was liked by mostly everybody there. Yeah. Your wife
Patricia says you're still charismatic, so yeah. Not that you pay her to say that, but she says you are, so I'll take her word for it. We've got about 3 minutes left, so I want to get to your conversion story. So when did you get to the end of yourself and realize that, it was either Jesus or nothing?
1997. I got locked up. I called them by two angels. They were wanted officers. I came off a bed run with crack cocaine, because I went from the up-and-coming star to Robert the Crackhead. From the up-and-coming star in the Gambino crime fam to Robert the Crackhead. Drugs came in where I was selling them and then doing them. And then before you know it, the drugs did me, and I lost everything. Found myself in Rikers Island in 1997, January 23rd, 1997. I called them my angels, because that's the last time I had a drink or a drug. And then later on, even a cigarette. So God was working the process of the redemption was already in form. So in jail, I'm calling up because, I've been in and out of prisons a lot and in jail a lot. So the two things that are very important to me is to get a good attorney to get me out of the mess I got myself into, and then to get commissary money so I can live as comfortable as possible while I'm in there. And, of course, being on crack the last few years of my life, I didn't have any money, so I called up people and asked them, and everybody was giving me the cold shoulder. One girl said, why don't you go read the Bible? And I said, that's just another brush off. But I was able to talk to my daughter when I walked out of her life when she was only 7 weeks old to go get high one more time. And now I'm not medicated. I'm locked up, and I'm talking to my daughter, and she's crying. And I said, Brianna, why are you crying? She said, of course, you won't come and see me. Now, if I could have got crack or a drink or anything, I would have ran there. But instead, I had to deal with the reality of what my life was.
Yeah, and you'd broken her heart. Huh?
Oh, it shattered my heart. Yeah. It was in bit pieces, I remember there's so many times I could have tried, even made an attempt to see my daughter, but I'd rather stay out in the streets getting high. Yeah. So it shattered my heart. I didn't want the inmates to see me crying. I slammed it down. The phone down. I ran to my cell. Now, I was raised Roman Catholic. I'm not saying anything bad about Roman Catholics, but for me, I knew about God, but I didn't know God.
Yes.
So I knew about God, and I got on my knees, and I was crying. I said, okay, God, if you're real, either have somebody kill me or change me, because I can't live like this anymore. I don't want to live with this pain anymore. And obviously, God answered the latter one. He changed my life. And that was the time I believe God came into my life. That was when, I said to myself, everything I did, David Wilkerson uses the word wits end, and that's where I was. When everything I tried, how many times I tried to clean myself up, how many times I tried to be a good dad, how many times I tried to get in good mold and get away from the drugs, but I didn't want to change my lifestyle. I just wanted to change the consequences of my lifestyle, and that was a big deal for me. So I believe at that point in time, it was a surrender of my life. I believe God said, I don't want your commitments, because you made too many of them. You failed them all, even to your own girl when she was born. I want you to surrender your life to me. And the exchange took place when I recognized what Christ did on the cross. He gave me his life and took my life, and that's the exchange that happened.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced new guidelines on Tuesday to limit the arrest of illegal immigrants in or near courthouses. Alejandro said ensuring that individuals have access to the courts advances the fair administration of justice, promotes safety for crime victims, and helps to guarantee equal protection under the law. End quote. Idaho Governor Brad Little signed an abortion bill into law Tuesday that would make it illegal for a woman to terminate her pregnancy after a fetal heartbeat can be detected. The law does make exceptions for medical emergencies, rape, and incest. A police report would be required. The Customs Agency for Beijing, China released data on Monday that showed trade with the United States increased by 133% since President Biden took office, earning the communist country $12.5 billion in the first quarter. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. You know, since March of last year, as millions of students began remote and blended learning models, teachers rose to the occasion to show us all how impactful their work is for students and families. Educators have had to use technology, including video conferencing, to conduct classes, assign homework, and grade projects. Many teachers prioritized their students' emotional well-being and ensure they were able to access instruction even when they couldn't go to school in person. In fact, 86% of teachers believe technology should be a core part of learning, and over 80% of educators have identified technology as a great way to improve engagement in classrooms. And in these uncertain times, moments of appreciation and gratitude are more meaningful than ever. Maybe you've experienced some of this yourself, so you know what we're talking about. You know the old saying, it's better to give than receive, right? Well, teachers are often underappreciated, so this year we're taking a step back to show gratitude to them. Say It Now was founded by Walter Green, whose mission is to encourage people to show gratitude to those who have positively impacted their life. While one-on-one expressions of gratitude are incredibly meaningful, he's found that hearing others share their appreciation alongside you is a uniquely powerful experience. It's also life-changing for the person being celebrated to hear the impact they've had. Say It Now found
founder Walter Green and Facebook's Lauren Cascio are joining us now to discuss how Americans can pay tribute to teachers this year through technology, including Facebook Messenger Rooms. Walter and Lauren, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, Walter, this is exciting. You know, say it now. What you've done, take us back to the beginning and give us a little bit of the genesis of Say It Now and, you know, how the idea came about. Was it one of those 3 o'clock in the morning wake me up ideas that just wouldn't let you go?
Well, Say It Now, a video conferencing group tribute, actually is a recent initiative, mm-hmm. but it had its development over many years and primarily 3 influencing factors. First, I took a year-long journey of gratitude and recognized the power of expressing gratitude. Second, I spent my life in the conference business, so I am readily aware of the power of group tributes. Mm. And third, and perhaps most importantly, the recent advances in video conferencing have made this all possible. So I'm really pleased when Facebook's Messenger reached out to honor teachers using Say It Now, because as you say, learning is really central to who we are. Mm. Teachers are central to our learning, and they are under-recognized, and they are underappreciated. So I think the idea of doing a Say It Now to honor a teacher could be life-changing for the teacher, for the student, and maybe even the family. It is the most powerful expression of gratitude that I've experienced in the last 12 years.
It is one of those expressions that comes with dividend that may be surprising to people. You know, when you acknowledge somebody for a job well done, I mean, you know, people who have studied this for years and years about the workplace say one of the most important things the CEO of a company can do is to acknowledge good work, that sometimes people see that more beneficial than a raise. Although money's always good, a little bonus is always good there, but you know, they seem to appreciate praise from you know, from their employees or from their bosses more.
No question about it. We are not a society that readily acknowledges people, so this is very consistent with trying to elevate that awareness.
Mm-hmm. So how does technology, we touched on this a little bit, Walter, play a role in showing gratitude for all teachers have done for students this past year?
Well, it's really been one of those unintended benefits of this pandemic, is that really video conferencing has become kind of a communication education tool for everybody. Can you imagine the ability to put together one of these Say It Now tributes, make it very quickly, effectively, and inexpensively? You know, Lauren could speak in more depth about the technology.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lauren, let's bring you on and, you know, and talk about Messenger's Rooms and, you know, all that Facebook is doing to get involved with this. I mean, this is a great partnership that you've come up with.
Yeah, well, we are honored to be partnering with Walter, for sure, in this mission to give gratitude to teachers for Teacher Appreciation Day. It is really aligned with what we want to see happening on the Messenger Rooms platform. We're striving to bring people together when they're apart, and so certainly there's been a lot of that during the pandemic, and teachers, I think, are very under-recognized, as Walter was saying, and there's a really great opportunity for us to use technology to bring people together and then have it get out of the way, and that's really the goal with Rooms. It's a link-based video chat platform where you can create a link from Facebook or from Messenger, send it to anyone. They don't have to have a Facebook account. Once they've got that link, they can pop into a room, and then you can have your celebration. You can spend that time together, up to 50 people. There's no time limit. We're really trying to get that tech out of the way so that people can connect in new ways and across time and geography like we haven't been able to before.
Mm-hmm. Lauren, is this something that can be done as a singular event, and then later on, if other people want to participate, they can add to it, or is it a one-time event of up to 50 people?
You can add people to your room as long as you are in that room, and you can keep that room, you know, indefinitely. I have a Lauren's room for my kind of normal chats and hangouts. I have a family room for my extended family to be able to pop into in and out. So the rooms stay live, and it just depends, you know, who is invited is just who you're sending that link to so that they can hop in and say hello.
So they hop in, say hello at a time that's convenient for them, not necessarily at a scheduled time, and then later on you get a chance to review all the great news, family news, friend news, that kind of thing, at your convenience?
For the purposes of the trivia, what we would recommend is actually scheduling a time. So you would go create that link, schedule a time, and then send that out to the participants so that everyone can be there together, and you can then have that conversation, have that great tribute that the Say It Now has pioneered. And they actually have some really great templates on the Say It Now website for how to host that conversation and how for both the participants and the honorees you can make sure that everyone is feeling included and able to tell their story.
Walter, what are people saying to you about Say It Now?
So there are two things that I would highlight. First, from the person who's being honored, they said they had never realized the importance of their life. It validated their life. From the people who express it, they feel tremendous pleasure in having the opportunity to say something that they always have felt.
Well, what an awesome idea and a blessing, you know, to the teachers, the community. And I got to imagine, Walter, that Say It Now is going to expand, and especially with this partnership with Facebook and all the great work that Lauren and the team do. I mean, this is just a hand-in-glove opportunity and partnership that is going to bless everybody.
Well, for me, sometimes the simple is not always the most obvious. This is a powerful concept. The power of expressing gratitude while people are alive and well and doing it in a group format using technology is powerful, but we've made it very simple. Go to sayitnow.life, and you will find a step-by-step procedure for how to do it along with Messenger Room.
Well, Lauren, I'm going to give you the last word here. You know, with Facebook, again, great work that you continue to do in bringing the community together. Explain to our audience where they can go for more information and any final thoughts here. We've got about 30 seconds left.
Yeah, you know, Walter just said it, but we've created a really simple step-by-step process for how you can set up a Messenger Room tribute for a teacher in your life or anyone else you want to express gratitude for. There are templates that you can use to create that space for the honoree and the participants. You can visit messengernews.sb.com or, as Walter said, sayitnow.life.
Well, Walter Green is the founder of Say It Now, an organization that helps facilitate and encourage people to host living tributes for the people who are most important to them. By the way, he's the author of This Is the Moment, which was sold worldwide. Lauren helped to design Messenger Rooms and works with a team of designers to make the video calling technology easy to use for people all over the world. Lauren Cascio and Walter Green, thanks for coming on the show. Take care. Have a great day.
That at Q2 or Q3 expense.
Dwayne CPA went MIA.
W9.
To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Doug, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Look at what they value and look at their budget and what they're proposing. Romney wants to let the, he said in the first 100 days, he's going to let the big banks once again write their own rules. Unchain Wall Street. They're going to put you all back in chains.
Interesting how prescient the then vice president was and how he twisted the facts in such a way to where here we are now that he's president. He is the one wanting to put us in chains, not because, you know, not Wall Street, not corporate America. Of course, Wall Street and corporate America is responsible for getting him into the Oval Office, so he's beholden to them. That's not the way it works. But the way it works is that big government, as massive as it is with all its handouts and freebies, as we know, and Jenny Beth Martin said early on, you know, we've learned, even as kids, there's no such thing as a free lunch. But this is what the government wants to offer to those who are gullible to believe in a free lunch. It just doesn't happen that way. Forget about what your professors want to tell you and how you want to, you know, how they've indoctrinated you. It just doesn't happen. Listen to your parents and your grandparents who, by experience, will give you the wisdom of the ages that will save you from what potentially could be more horrific than you could imagine. Such a horror that has been experienced by other nations. All it does, I mean, just a little bit of studying and you can see what's happened. I mean, you know, like that, who was it that made that silly reference that nobody died from socialism? I mean, what? I mean, how absurd. See, this is, the lies just keep mounting up. And these are lies from our government that would want to rewrite history and get us to believe something, you know, totally false. We're back to the book of Romans. We exchange the truth for a lie. And this is what's happening, is that we're getting so bombarded with so many lies. And the thing is, you think, well, wait a minute. You know, Joe Biden is supposedly a man of faith. Has he no conscience? Has he no standard?
you know, with the Word of God? Is Nancy Pelosi, you know, another Catholic? And, you know, and it bothers me as a practicing Catholic myself. You know, I pray for them. I pray that they would reconcile the truth with their statements. But, you know, as Rick Manning said, it's all about power. I mean, there is an end game as far as the Democrats are concerned. And you go back and you saw what happened for those of us who do remember that were around at the time in the mid 60s with Lyndon Baines Johnson. It was all about control. And look what they've been able to do for Black America. Control them. Control them to the point that they think, well, it's okay, no big deal that they go and abort 40 million of their children. And then they want to tell us that Black Lives Matter. Wait a minute, square that up for me. Help me out here. I mean, if we're going to be lovers of life, then we're lovers of life in every aspect. You know, like Curtis Sliwa said, look at, you know, euthanizing animals. I mean, that is a suggestion that gives you an indication of, you know, of people's responsibility and consideration for life and how we take care of our animals. And one of the things that he wants to do when he becomes mayor, amongst others, is to stop the euthanization of animals. There are many states already that do that. They will not allow their animals to be euthanized. I mean, this says something about a choice for life. We still have the issue of abortion that we're dealing with. And, oh, by the way, if you get a chance, do see that movie, Roe v. Wade. It'll give you a lot about the history of what's going on and the demons that are behind this push, and also the counter movement that's taking place that I'm mostly excited about, because it defies, you know, the common notion. And I say it's common because it is. Too many people still buy into that lie that it's, it's just, you know, a little bit of tissue. It's meaningless. It's just like having a tumor. We're just going to take a tumor out, until on the other side of this, you know, women know instinctively that they've been violated. And they carry in their hearts and in their memories this lost child. And now you're having men feeling the same way, that, wait a minute, you know, I have five living children, but maybe there's one or two that should be here that's not, because of my foolish decisions and my poor choice. And you can walk it away or talk it away in such a way to think, well, you know, I was young, I didn't know better. You know, that's between you and God, because you know what you know. And the fact of the matter, what it all comes down to, when I'm having these discussions with other people, you know, they'll tell me, you know, really what it comes down to, Bill, it was an issue of convenience. You know, it was a wrong hookup, wrong person, she's pregnant, you know, this sort of thing. And the easiest thing, the thing to make it go away, the easiest thing to do was to have an abortion. And so here we are, 60, 70 million babies gone. And then you ask that question in light of all that our country is going through right now with this pandemic, chaos in our families, our marriages, depression, suicide rate, all that going on. And people go, Bill, you know, like we were talking with Phil Hotzenpiller the other day, you know, with American Faith and Freedom, you know, people are asking that question. And Carl Gallup's the same way. You know, hey, is God judging us? Well, you know, on one hand, I think a lot of people can look at what's happening in our culture and say, well, if God is, and he should, but if he is, then we need to be aware. What's our takeaway? Well, regardless, whether he is or he isn't judging us, then maybe our behavior should be changing in such a way that, let's just assume, I mean, how bad is it going to be if we, for a moment, consider that God is judging us? You know, what's the worst that can happen? Maybe that we seek God's face, that we turn from our wicked ways. And wicked ways, I mean, wickedness is presented in all sorts of ways. I mean, wicked sounds like such a harsh word, right? And we might coil at that and go, well, you know, okay, I've made some bad decisions, but am I wicked? Well, listen to what God, I mean, look in what God says about wickedness. And where it comes from. And it's all so subtle. And it all is one lie compiled on another. And this convenience culture that we've embraced, that have influenced our decisions at the cost of our families and our marriages, our babies. So my recommendation to you regarding Roe v. Wade, check it out. Also, another great series that I'm telling you is phenomenal. We talked to Dallas Jenkins a couple of months back, and when The Chosen was coming out, and so it's probably last year, and, you know, even at that point, I mean, I saw a little bit, and I thought, wow, this could be a powerful presentation. But now that I've gone through the first series you know, the second series is starting to come out, and they're also starting to fundraise for the third series. Really cool. The way this is this participation movie business and production, it is so awesome. Dallas and the team have just done an outstanding job on The Chosen. I highly recommend that you do this, and don't get mad at me if you find yourself binging on it. It's so compelling. It's hard to turn away, and but you will be so blessed because it gives you a perspective of historical events from, I would say, a common man's perspective. Okay, you know, we've seen a lot of stories and a lot of videos about the life of Christ, but this is a different, you know, kind of a different perspective that I believe is going to bless you and brings Jesus' humanity into play, the disciples' humanity into play. And in doing that, it gives us that much more to relate to say, hey, that could be me. You know, I could have been Peter out there, you know, around the fires and disowning Christ after following him and saying there would be no way that I would go to the cross. I would go to the execution with you. I would be there alongside and then the next moment, you know, be disowning your friend. And your Messiah, your rabbi. And what a heartbreak it was for Peter and what it took, you know, for him, you know, to turn the corner. And again, what Jesus shared with Peter is all examples of what, you know, he says to us, that regardless of what you've done, what you've been involved in, I mean, this is why God had to send Jesus, because God knew that we're going to blow it, that in this fallen world, the temptations are so overwhelming, you know, for us to not always do good. We're not perfect, and God doesn't expect us to be perfect. But again, this is why Jesus had to come to die on the cross. And this is what absolutely blows the minds of those people, including demons that want us to believe less, because the power of the cross and the power of the blood of Jesus is so overwhelming. There's no match for it. But here we are, thousands of years later, still sharing the gospel message. Why? Because it works. I mean, listen to the story of Robert Borelli. Here he is, I mean, a little tough guy out of Brooklyn, gets involved with a crime family. He's an associate, as he said, not a member, because he wasn't Italian, but he was an associate and, you know, gets involved at the age of 14. Because, you know, he wanted to provide, you know, for himself, whatever reasons, motivation, the lure of power and money. And he gets involved with the family. By the age of 20, you know, he's murdered two people. Can you imagine? I mean, you're carrying this and you're saying, well, I've murdered people. I've done all these awful things. I've stolen. I've cheated. You know, I've done drugs. But God still wants me? How is that? There's just no other God like our God. This is, no matter what you've done, I'm there for you. Because even before we were born, God had a specific plan and purpose for each of our lives. And if we're true to that, then it will go well for us. And that's the challenge that we have right now in the midst of all the stuff that's happening in our world, is how do we discern what is that gift? What is that plan and purpose that God has? And a true gift, it really is. And God still says, regardless of what you've done, The deal is still on between me and you. I'm still with you to see it to its fulfillment. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated? Try.